Yeah, Robbie Williams starting us off. Let me entertain you. That is a cracking tune. Even if you're not, you know, even if you're not a wonderful fan of Robert Williams, what have you done? He's broken stuff again.
Sorry about that.
Are you back with us? Yes.
Yeah, it was very a lot going on over here. A lot going on.
At one point, he was sitting in his chair, looking at the bit of your headphones that you stick into the plug bit, going, my God, I hear nothing.
My God, I hear that. I was speaking into it. I still couldn't hear it.
Anyway, there you go. Robbie Williams. I always think that's a great kind of show starter. Not necessarily radio show starter, but that Let Me Entertain You song.
Yeah.
You can imagine it being the entrance song of some boxer or something.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's like very Prince Nazim or something. Isn't like that. It? Yeah, it's very good, yeah.
Have you ever made your entrance onto the stage to a... Have you ever had a theme tune?
No, I haven't. Oh, no,
we have to get something sorted.
I know, it's normally you go to a venue and they go, what do you want, sort of music, do you want something? It's not lively. I don't. So the amount of things I've walked on stage, the jeepers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you know, tap dancing music and everything.
You should come on to the Sunday game or something.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Oh, that's a brilliant idea, yeah.
That's the man for the job. Well, how you doing, folks? Friday's Eve, Thursday, November 14th. Although Danny the Chef, I think, is getting a bit carried away.
What's he at now?
Because he's saying Happy Friday. Maybe it's his Friday.
No, sir.
Maybe it's his Friday. Friday's Eve, though. What are we at? We're at 6:10. 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Super Spark wants us to say goodbye to his long-standing apprentice Charles.
Ah, oh, goodbye, Charles.
Apparently, he's quitting this week for pastures new.
Oh, you will be missed, Charles. You will be missed.
Yeah.
And I have to say, that is...
Because Super Spark will never get another apprentice.
Charles is the most incredibly...
Not once Charles tells everybody what he's like to work
for.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, don't go to... Charles, be there. I was working with Super Spark, and it was outrageous.
Yeah. And they had... it was quite incredible. There was no caviar in the canteen.
Unbelievable. He will actually make a cup of tea in the same cup twice and won't wash it. Says it brings out the flavour in the ceramics.
They had me on this. I think they referred to it as a building site. It was outside. Can
absolutely
you believe that? It was outside.
Outrageous.
There was air and everything coming in. It's incredible.
If I had have known this is what the blue collar boys do, I never would have participated.
Oh, wow. Right, listen, if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 as always. I spot English Ian there. He's back talking to us.
Yeah, good on you.
Despite the fact that you bashed Boris yesterday.
He didn't like that.
No,
sorry about that.
He didn't like any Boris bashing.
I know, and it's so much crack.
That's not a euphemism, by the way.
No.
Have you bashed Boris
today? Have you bashed your Boris this morning?
Trucker Liam has been on. Also, of course, your famous tweet yesterday. Wonderful tweet about the Grafton Quarter.
Grafton Quarter. I mean, you can see why the rest of the country hates Dublin, can't you? You can. When stupid stuff like that happens.
Yeah, Greg in Ballinasloe appears to have appreciated that. Sent us on another tweet in relation to it. Somebody who tweeted that it reminds them of the
law. It looks exactly like it. the law and order, yeah.
Logo, yeah.
Oh, my God. The Grafton Quarter. The feckin' notions. I swear to God. It really is so stupid.
You know,
it's been called Grafton Street.
Yeah. Do you know where Super Spark's apprentice is going?
He's going to the Grafton.
I'm going to put the lights up in the Grafton Quarter. That's much more my thing.
They said they wanted Grafton Street. I said, no. I have a much better
My
idea.
Name is Charles. I know these things.
And wasn't Grafton Street the one that had the famous Nullag Hunnidich lights on it? And then they're gone.
I have no idea.
For this nonsense, this notions of nonsense. Feckin' toe rags walking up and down calling it a quarter now. Maybe it's just a quarter of the street that Brown Thomas is on. Yeah. Maybe that's all that they're talking about.
It only goes up as far as Wicklow Street, and the rest is then Grafton
Street.
Yeah,
the rest of it's Grafton Street, yeah. The other three quarters are crap.
Anyway, whatever's going on for you, hopefully you're in good form. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I mean, I know the weekend is kind of starting to drift now. We're starting to get excited about it.
Yeah, we're nearly there now.
It's only Thursday. But anyway, you know what I mean. Whatever's going on.
Sure,
loads.
There. Friday's Eve, you know yourself, we're getting excited.
Sure, maybe you're going to pay a visit to the Grafton Quarter.
Oh, God, this Christmas feckin' crap. It's so stupid. We quartered
everything. I thought you hadn't got enough problems, PJ. Yeah. Hey? Yeah, the Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, November 14th. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks a million for that. Interesting that we should have been slagging Super Sparks Apprentice today, PJ, because it's only this bloke's birthday.
I remember playing with them the last time I played with them in a tournament, and I get this stuff, you know, shouting at me, you silly old father, get on with it, you know, the usual thing, and I was trying too hard.
Yeah.
That's right. So the next thing, the penny came down, and I must have landed absolutely smack on my head, and I ended up being taken to hospital, you know, where I finally woke up. This person here, he thought, when I was lying on the ground, that I was... He said, Papa's just snoring, he said. And there I was, busily swallowing my tire. Well, I'd be dying. Imagine they try to kill me so they can walk off with my ponies. That's what
it is, your bestest mate.
That's from Charlie Windsor.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Charlie Windsor celebrating his birthday today.
Papa's having sleep.
I was only snoring.
That is only snoring. And I'm swallowing my tongue.
I'm constantly getting this, you know, silly old father.
I do have to say, I'm always worried in town if I go to the bar and something happens to me that someone's going to walk off with me ponies.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always wondering
about
that.
Do you in so you can have your polo ponies. Yeah, your mate,
Prince Charles. Charlie.
Celebrating his birthday today.
Charlie's birthday. What a party we'll have. Just a small foyer. Let's just shoot a few peasants. We're going on a peasant shoot. Be nice.
Yes. Well, I wonder what they do like for a royal birthday.
They go on a peasant shoot.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. There's people who are, yeah.
Do you mean pheasant shoot, sir? No. Peasants.
Shooting peasants. It's wonderful. They really are a hindrance on the wildlife. Sure. Used to do foxes, but they're too hard to catch. Peasants are very easy.
So they go on a peasant shoot, I'd say, and then they just, I don't know. I actually can't even imagine what they do.
And what they buy for each other. Like, what would, you know, Prince Harry buy for Prince Charles?
Yeah, they'd be like,
Prince William
here Piper. Is an Arab in a cage. Oh, look at him, thank you. So nice of you to bring me such a thing. It's very loud, isn't it? What'll I do now? I suppose I can keep it in the basement.
Do you think it's like heads of state of other countries have to send a present and all?
I'd say there's a bit of that.
This is a pen.
And the other royals, like surely the Danish royals and all. Yeah, the Danish and the Swedish royals and all that sort of stuff. They'd all have to do all that stuff.
They all have to do, yeah. Or at least like an official message.
Yeah, yeah.
Some lad arriving on horseback.
Some lad comes in, with a bell. Bing, bing. Hey, are ye. It'd be all that, wouldn't it? Yeah. The Prince of Monaco sends his best wishes. And here is an Irishman in a box as a present.
Imagine Prince Charles getting a scratch card or something.
Yeah.
Like opening his card and, you know, from Prince Harry or whatever. It's a scratch card.
Scratch card, imagine.
Yeah. A Hampers and Roses scratch card.
Three lucky stars. Yeah, €2. Thank you, Ireland.
What a day. Oh, man. Anyway. How old is Charlie?
He's 73.
Not bad, 71.
Is he right?
71.
Okay.
Not a bad
All right, not
though.
So bad.
Fair play to you. Right, what about Andrew Strong, Mr. Commitments Man himself?
Wow. Is he still touring, I wonder, or what's he doing, I wonder? Because that man could sing.
Yeah.
He really could sing.
And in fairness, didn't lick it off a stone. His dad, Rob Strong. Was a
yeah,
great
of course, yeah. Jeepers, we're talking about the Commitments a lot lately, aren't we?
Yeah, why did
keeps
that
coming around?
Yeah,
we're not sure why.
What brought that up?
Don't know, but we went right into it, Scott. We went into a Commitments wormhole, and we were googling all about your man that played Jimmy Rabbit.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah.
There was no getting out. We got all nostalgic about the movie.
It still is a great
the
one.
Greatest.
Absolutely.
The greatest. It
and
is the greatest.
What a voice like he has.
Oh, man. Yeah, how many times have I listened to him doing the whole... Yeah.
But he has one of those
you
voices.
You know I'm waiting.
Yeah. That one. He could...
just anticipating.
He could actually sing the Barney song. And it'd sound like cool. Sound soul.
What was that song again, the Barney song?
I love you.
Oh, yeah,
you
true.
You love me. You love me. Let's get together. In a big purple weird man suit and see.
You see? He could absolutely, with a voice like that, you could do that.
He was remarkable in fairness.
Right.
So what age is he? A little bit older than me maybe, because that movie came out and I was only 16, I think. 46.
Yes!
Yeah, go on over that day.
Well done, well done. Right, sticking with the music, Run DMC, Reverend Run himself.
No way!
Yeah,
it's
Rev
his birthday.
Run, celebrating his birthday today.
What
founder, hip hop legend, and founder of Run DMC.
Really, sort of the lads who brought hip hop to the world stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he's the reason white boys are going around going, "Yeah, man." Isn't yeah. he?
Remember, he had his. Reality show, Rev Run's House.
I never saw it.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. It was a bit, it was a little bit staged.
Was it, yeah?
But it was kind of weird, man. Just the wealth.
Yeah. I'd say, I bet you it
know,
was.
Like, rappers handle wealth in a different sort of way.
They really do. In other words, like, they can't handle it.
It's a kind of
it's
very
like
much.
Gold toilets.
Yeah, other people sort of, you lock their wealth away.
Yeah.
Rappers,
they don't
wear it.
They wear
and
it.
Put it on the
sit
table.
Sit on it and sleep in it and all. They
yeah,
do.
Exactly.
They go completely flahoolock with the whole thing. I'm going to say he's like. Oh, he'd be like 62.
He's actually only 55, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow. And what
a legend.
He feels
like he's been around for a lot longer, doesn't
he? Jeepers. And he's done so much. Unbelievable.
55. Yes, there you go. Charlie, your mate, sent 71. And you got Andrew Strong on the money. Mr.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's a decent day.
Not a bad day.
Now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:33. I heard you mention the Dublin Mountains there. I'm never happy when you mention snow on the Dublin Mountains. See him.
Because he
Midlands.
Lives even further than the Dublin Mountains.
See, the Midlands yesterday got
I
a
did.
Whack of it.
They
Look
did.
Look at the big
Some
smirk
areas.
On her face there, Peter.
Yeah, she's delighted.
The thrill.
I'm telling you, she is the Wicked Witch of the East. Of the East Coast. That's what you are.
What
yeah, she
yeah.
loves.
Happy to assume that role. Absolutely. Yeah, I was very jealous. I was looking at photos on Twitter and Facebook of places like Greg Namana in Kilkenny and Athy in Kildare, and I was going, oh, would I get in the car and drive?
You would seriously drive to see snow?
I kind of would.
Would you, yeah?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I kind of would. Well, I put it this way, if I didn't have, I have a lot on this afternoon, but if I didn't, I'd probably just go up and stand in the Dublin Mountains. Or maybe sit in the car with the heater on for a while, and then if it snowed, I'd get out and have a run around.
Do you know what you do, PJ?
You frighten the life out of someone just walking up the hills, and there's this woman in black standing there, staring into the abyss.
Yeah, with a piece of our new carpet. Yeah. There you go, Phil Oakey, together in Electric Dreams, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Glowworm, Carry Me Home was the get up and go song this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Friday's Eve, Thursday, November 14th. Loads and loads and loads and loads of stuff in. Actually, apparently, a little bit of Tara's headlines didn't go out on the radio.
Yeah, because
due to a technicality.
There was a little bit of a glitch. It's all been sorted now, thanks to the mastermind engineers of Classic Hits.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Put that sellotape away now.
Yeah, right, basically Jim knew what buttons to press to make everything okay.
087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp, cracking day for you today. Brian Kennedy is going to be in with us after 8 o'clock.
Brian Kennedy, I tell you something, that man has been on a real roller coaster in his life.
Yeah.
He really has. We're very lucky he's alive at all, and I'm not even exaggerating
no,
there.
No, that's very true. Yeah, of course, well documented his health scare, so we'll be chatting to him after 8 o'clock. That's on the way to look forward to. Also, of course, Deacon Blue tickets again today. Fergus will be back doing a blues version of a famous song. You struggled with this week.
I can't.
There's been two of them, you haven't gotten them
at all. I haven't gotten them at all. I find it really difficult. I can't stop listening to Mickey Blue Eyes or whatever he's calling
Fergus.
Himself. Fergus. Fergus, I can't stop listening
Talk
to
Talk about theatre of the mind. You know, sometimes we're meant to create the idea that there's, you know, cast of thousands.
Yeah.
Like that this is a huge show with loads of people.
Well, there is. I
and
just
you
so
keep
many
going
of them.
Around pointing out that it's Mick.
I didn't. I keep, there's so many of them I can't forget, so I just call them all a different variation of the Mickey. That's what I do.
Right.
So there you go. They're all Mickeys to me.
Good.
So I just pick a different one. So there's Mickey of the Blues, Magic Mickey. You know,
there'll be other ones along the way.
There's loads along the way, yeah.
Anyway, Fergus will be singing the blues and your chance to win tickets to see Deacon Blue. We'll give you another crack at that today. Hitbit, of course, as always, that's in there. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check it out. And still a really low score on the breakfast table quiz. And it's a big prize this week because it's not just your average hotel stay. It's the full bridal suite. you get.
Yeah,
so it's the proper posh end.
And it's in Kinsale, which is just a great, great part of the world.
Absolutely.
So you can get down to Mead Martin as well. Which a
couple of spa treatments, yeah.
The fish is delicious, it comes with a wish, it comes out of the ocean and into the pan to fish. I'm mad about Martin, and Martin's mad about fish.
Have we ever spoken to that bloke?
Never, and we should do, because he's a legend. You want to see the way that man can whip up a fish.
Would you say he's sick to death of people walking into his shop? He has a shop, does he, or a restaurant?
It's a restaurant. Now, yeah.
Right, and doing the, you know,
singing
the song.
I don't know if a lot of people know it as well as I know it.
Oh yeah, to be honest with you, you're the only one I've ever heard sing it.
Well, do you know who sang the song for him?
Who?
It's the famous, do you know John Spillane?
Yeah, the
singer. Yeah, he's the one, that's his song. He wrote the song for Martin, who's mad about fish.
Wow.
So Martin's mad about fish.
Fish are mad about John. Martin, are they?
Yeah, their fish are mad about Martin. We're all mad about John Spillane. Cork is mad about the both of them.
Right.
I mean, it's a legacy.
It's incredible. Wow.
It should be. I would be all for it. You know the way we can't play out around the Vino because we upset the Nordies and Ireland's call is brutal. I'd be much more into it if we just got the rugby team and the hockey team, even the football team.
Yeah.
And then, please rise.
For the national anthem.
Oh, the fish is delicious. It comes with a wish. It jumps out of the ocean and into the pan. The fish are mad about Martin, and Martin's mad about fish.
Yeah, I just wish he had made the last bit rhyme. It's not a lot to ask, is it?
It's hard to rhyme Martin with fish and Martin. You know, there are different ends of the rhyming scale.
That's a fair point you make. Anyway, so listen, it's still a low score if you want to get your hands on those that trip to Kinsale, as PJ said, beautiful part of the world. And the bridal suite, no less, at the Kinsale House Hotel and Spa. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
No, Kinsale Hotel and Spa, that's what it is.
Great spot.
Anyway, anything else, of course, you can get us as usual on the old WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Queen, I Want to Break Free here at Classic Hits. It's 10 past 7. Thanks a million for hanging out with us. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, the way we like to think about it. Gets you that bit closer to the weekend in your head. 087-188-0008. Loads going on today. Loads of winning to be done. Hitbit on the way before 8 o'clock. And of course, Deacon Blue tickets. Fergus will be back singing the blues at some stage. But ahead of that, just in case you were thinking of getting away from it all.
Yeah.
Couple of things that you might want to be aware of. Just in case you know you're trying to find one of these hotels that claims to literally cater for your every need.
And like, to be honest as well, we all know difficult people. So saying catering for every need is a bit of a silly thing to claim because you're going to get...
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a bloke that wanted to have a carvery in a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Along with his afternoon tea.
Yeah, remember that lad.
Whatever happened to him?
To be fair now, that was catered for.
It was offered.
And not only was it offered, they sent us a picture of a member of staff doing the exact same thing.
Very good point.
So there you go. But there's this, the Travelodge in Scotland, right? So one of the Travelodges up in Scotland has been, they've just given out a list of the weirdest things that people ask for. Just to kind of show, I suppose it's for no other reason just to show how outrageous some requests come from. Because you know, this is the customer's always right strategy. I think
that's another
thing
that's kind of like... That needs to be put in context.
I think we're in an age now where we can finally say the customer is probably almost always completely wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can say that at this stage. Yeah,
the customer's always complaining.
If you don't really know what you're to expect from a retailer, then it's probably your fault.
Yeah.
So some of the things, though, it's the entitlement some people have. And the goddamn idiocy of some of it. One business guest... rang the hotel and says, listen, would it be possible to get a water taxi, please? Because my boss needs to get from Dover to Paris. Water taxi? Taxi?
From a travel lodge?
From a travel lodge?
Like, don't get me wrong, travel lodge is absolutely fine. But you don't necessarily associate them with the kind of level of concierge
a travel lodge! It's one step up from a jail!
From a hostel!
You know what I mean?
I'd like to disassociate myself from all comments made by...
Okay, it's better than jail. I apologize. That was an outrageous thing to say. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry for comparing a travelodge to a prison. I'm just saying. It wouldn't be... You know what I mean?
Yeah, what we're saying is basically, it's not the place you'd expect to summon up a water taxi.
No, it's definitely not. And then when you think, somebody else asked them, could you wake me up, please, with a bagpipes alarm? Thank you very much. You're like, are you out of your mind? It was like...
A bagpipe alarm.
Yeah, he wanted a piper.
As in a piper.
To stand outside the room going.
Oh my god.
The other one said, where's the best place to get an Edinburgh tattoo? Imagine asking someone.
I assume they said Edinburgh, do they?
I don't know. Like, why? You can imagine. Like, I have a lot of tattoos, right?
Yeah.
But I'd still be insulted if someone looked at me and says, ah, you'd be the man to ask, hey, where would you get the best tattoo that just has Edinburgh written on it? I'd be like, don't know. Yeah. None of your business. We're getting married in Gretna, one person said. So went up to the thing and said, yeah, we're going to Gretna. We're getting married. Can you come with us and be the best man, please?
Ah, come on. That's just being friendly.
Friendly.
Imagine. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Can you be the best man? Imagine you'd be like, just I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Yeah, my shift's not over for another 9 hours.
And Gretna's like an hour from here. I don't know you.
Yeah, there's a number of reasons.
Yeah, another one, some of these questions, I can actually see, some people falling for these, just genuine, you know, because we've all asked a question that turned out to be completely stupid.
Right.
We just didn't realise until we heard ourselves saying it. So someone was going, you know, Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
So someone went to the reception and says, listen, for the Fringe Festival, it's just, I'm bald, so do you need a fringe to go?
They thought it was a festival of hair.
They thought it was a festival for haircuts. Like, it was stand-up comedy.
Celebrating the fringe.
Celebrating people who had hair. Leaving out.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that it was exclusion zone for baldies.
So literally there was a sign with like no comb overs, no baldies, no bouffons.
No bouffons.
Strictly fringes only. Yeah,
and as for those wiggy people, we're on to you. We're on to you.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic.
How do I get into the Fringe Festival?
Another person came up to one of the members of staff, obviously someone who wasn't Scottish, and says, here, now that I have you, could you just record the answering machine on my phone as Sean Connery, please? I love that.
That's quality.
I love
that's
that.
That's quality.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you do it. And then here's back into the daft stuff, right?
Yeah.
Someone else says, I've got half an hour tomorrow free. Could you teach me how to play golf in it? In half an hour. Half an hour.
There's lads who spent half their life and haven't mastered the game.
There's lads that have spent most of their life and they're still not very good at even driving the buggy to the green.
Yeah.
A half an hour.
And teach me how to play golf.
I couldn't even.
And they asked this of just a member of staff. Like, it wasn't
This is someone probably. Just someone probably just, other.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. Does a Travelodge even have a golf course?
No, I would.
Or is it out the car park with a putter?
I would seriously, seriously doubt it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Travelodge near a crazy golf place. I doubt it very much. Indeed.
Are you crazy golf?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and even at that, to be honest, you're. And then there's some other lunatic up in the north of Scotland says, we're going to be there on whatever the date was, right? So say it was today, right? Say it was the 14th of November. Just want to make sure you can organise to have the Northern Lights pass on the day.
Organise the Northern Lights.
Could you just organise the pass on the day,
yeah,
please?
An amazing natural phenomenon.
No problem, yeah. No problem, yeah. We'll call the Vikings and tell them all to blow. And then they'll be here. Be grand. It's just the only, you know, it's just for some people it's once in a lifetime, but yeah. I guess that's because people in Scotland keep ordering it and keeping it all for themselves.
George Michael's Fast Love here at Classic Hits, 7:20. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Just like, it's just interesting that you mentioned jail, albeit that you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
When we were talking about the Travel Lodge. But we literally had a text in from, morning lads, John the Jailer here.
Oh God.
Love your show. I know Super Sparks. We were talking about Super Sparks earlier on. His apprentice has finally gotten free of him. He served a sentence and he's finally free of him. He says, I know Super Sparks and he's about as bright as a birthday candle in a power outage.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
I don't know myself.
Yeah, I guess that makes me the same boat, really.
But anyway. Somebody's been on and say, guys, I'm on a bus. And there's one thing about eating on a bus, but there's a person here stuffing her face with boiled eggs. And the smell.
Well, as a fellow
I'm
muncher,
going to be sick.
As a fellow boiled egg gobbler, I would say, you know what I mean?
This is Edith from Blanche.
Edith, I don't want to get on your case about it. Sounds like that person is just minding their own business, having a bit of breakfast. That's all I'm saying.
Well, poor old Edith is about to heave.
The boiled eggs, really, are they really that bothersome? You'd know now. I was eating them in front of you for long enough.
No, but see, I eat eggs all the time, so it doesn't really bother me.
So then you'd have to ask Magic Michael, I suppose.
But
he gives out so much about everything, you know?
Everything, yeah, yeah.
It's not really the smell or you eating them. It was when you'd leave the shells and all the bits and pieces in the bowl.
So basically, I didn't leave them in the bowl overnight or anything. It was just while I...
No, but sometimes we'd have guests coming in and there'd be a big bowl of shell eggs.
So basically, it's nothing to do with it. It's just the fact that you're a bit of a dirty pig.
Yep, that's about it.
Well, at least we got to the bottom of that.
Some Guaranteed Irish, Fergal Sharkey, a good heart. Speaking of Guaranteed Irish, Brian Kennedy is going to be on the show with us after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll be chatting to Brian Kennedy. Irish music legend. And lucky to have him, as you said earlier on, PJ.
Yeah, I'm very lucky that he's still around and still with us.
After his health scare, so we'll be chatting to him after 8 o'clock.
What a story he has.
Incredible.
It's mad.
Incredible stuff. Hitbin on the way, as PJ mentioned, 580 we're playing for today, 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess, just let us know if you want to play, and of course, some people would say it's money for nothing.
Money for nothing.
And what you spend that on, of course, will be entirely up to yourself. Maybe you fancy a posh night out, PJ.
It's unreal worth how much money we're spending on eating out. It's just absolutely amazing.
Would you eat out a lot? You probably kind of would you?
I don't. Now that I think about it, I actually don't. I do more cooking at home, which is weird because I hate cooking.
Because you used to be a fan of like going out and getting your sort of breakfasty things in.
No, I like
whatever,
that. Yeah.
GFP. And you'd go to your Chopped. I know that's not strictly the same thing, but. You're still kind of buying food out, aren't you?
Yeah, true enough, yeah. I suppose so. I'm just not thinking. Yeah. And it is that sort of spending, the everyday spending, that's making the tally come up. Do you know how much this figure is? How much we're spending out? Eating out each year? You have to have a stab at it.
What the average person spends eating out?
No, what we spend collectively as a country.
Oh my God, I've got a notion. An entire
country. Blew me away now.
An entire country eating out.
Yeah, this year so far, yeah.
I haven't got a notion. 20 million quid.
Nah, you maniac. Not even. That wouldn't even get you your breakfasts. 8.5 billion. What? Now, there you go. That blew you away, didn't it? 8.5 billion is what we're spending.
Billion?
Irish consumers are expected to have spent a whopping 8.55 billion eating and drinking out by the end of this year. That blew me away. So that's up 4.5% on last year, right? Board Bia, they show that everyday food services. So that's like what you were saying. I go for me breakfast here and there.
Get me
the salad bowl, chopped thing, whatever. That's the new one. We're so busy. Our lives are so busy now. We just don't get to go home and cook, or there's just not one person in the home like there used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
who'll be preparing meals.
We're all out walking. We're all doing our thing. We're all non-stop. We can't sit down. We can't rest for a minute. You're on the fly. You're getting a sandwich, or you're buying a whatever drinks here and there. 8.5 billion.
Does that include drinks? Does it? No.
That's our overall bill. Yeah. Drinks are in there. Yeah, drinks are in there as well. But it's 8.5 billion.
I know.
How much is that? It's outrageous.
That's
huge.
Like, that's the whatever it is GNP of a country.
It is. Like that, I mean, if the IMF were to come and take 8.5 billion off us, you'd be saying, that's it, we're all wrecked.
Yeah, the country's on its knees, yeah, forget it.
Who knew all we had to do to get it back would be just to sit at home for a year?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it obviously is then, that must be, includes the coffees every day,
yeah,
the lunches, as you say, breakfasts out
all
here
of
there,
that.
Buying a sandwich.
You're a bit of a sandwich or a wrap and you're running off out the door or whatever. You're going into a pub and you say, oh, go on, I'll have a toastie and an old thing of chips. And
exactly.
It's all in there.
And then, as you say, then the odd time when you think, oh, I can't be bothered. I
couldn't be arsed.
I'll nip over to whatever and I'll just have a main course over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Now, I've started doing that.
Yeah.
I have started doing that.
We do that a bit. Like
I never thought that'd be me. I never did. I thought I'd always be the fella who'll just order a takeaway.
Yeah.
Or get it delivered to the house and all. Now, the older I get, the scaldier I get, you know, I start thinking.
Are you nipping over to a little restaurant?
That's an extra £2 there and that to get your man, right? And yeah, and then you'd be wanting a tip. Yeah, you will, yeah. No, that's an extra £4.
So you'd go for, what, like a little gastro pub or something like that?
I've started running up the road, yeah. Started doing a rope around the corner into McLaughlin's there.
Yeah.
I run into McLaughlin's, the pub there in the corner, right? I go in, I'm sitting down and I think, yeah, go on now, then I can watch a bit of football and find a corner. They do a lovely burger and all. Maybe the toasted sandwich and the chips of them just not filling up to a full thing.
All right.
Or it leaves me off then. I go into John's across the road and get myself a Turkish delight for the pocket on the way home.
Oh, do you? Because I was going to say, you don't drift into dessert, do you?
Well, I'm much like you. there's only one dessert.
There is only one dessert.
There's cheesecake.
Yeah.
And crap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
When they say,
in fact, dessert menu should just say cheesecake and the rest.
Assorted crap after that. Sweet assorted crap. Because let's face it, the cheesecake is the only thing that matters.
It is.
Yeah, you'll have brownie munchers out there across the world. Yeah, you will. Yeah. You'll have people who like
sticky toffee pudding.
Sticky toffee.
Banoffee. All that carry
all
on.
All of that. I wouldn't be against the banoffee if there's no cheesecake. Yeah, well, yeah. No, you're right. If there's cheesecake and there's crap. It's gotten to the stage where, you know what, they come around and say, would you like to have a look at the dessert menu? I go, is there cheesecake on it? No. Well, then I don't want to look.
Yeah.
I don't want to look.
Now, that's going to be my response from now on in.
Yeah.
Normally I go, oh, no, not for me. I'm grand. But
is there cheesecake on it?
Yeah. If they walked up and went,
well, I will have it.
You see, if they just walked up, if they did a bit of research and they just walked up and went, are you having the cheesecake, Jim? Yes, I am.
Well, I am now, aren't I?
Whereas if they turned around and said, would you like to see the dessert menu? No, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Well, I am having I will have it now because you brought it up. And any calorie I have is your fault.
Yeah, the new Radicals, You Get What You Give here at Classic Hits. It looks as though we've discovered a huge gang of cheesecake lovers like us, PJ.
I'm really blown away. I thought we were going to get some stick for calling everything that isn't a cheesecake utter crap of the dessert menu. It seems like there's a whole load of people exactly like us.
We've had a lot of recommendations of places to get great cheesecake that I think we're going to have to check out. There's going to have to be a new
cheesecake tour of Ireland,
PJ and Jim cheesecake tour. I think it's going to have to happen.
Oh, yeah. Look at all of these places.
There's loads of people talking about cheesecake and how you can't get a good normal one anymore and places to get great cheesecake. We're going to have to come back to this cheesecake thing, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
It's going to have to be a thing.
One text that says it all just straight out says only mentlers don't like cheesecake.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit, but what hit is it?
Hit me,
you could have gone in with a cheesecake.
I should have. I missed a trick. I completely did. 580 euro is what it is this morning for the classic hit bit, which sounds exactly like this. Because that is it. So let's get stuck in, will we?
Yeah.
Straight away, Karen Malseed in Shankill in Dublin is going to play. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you getting on?
I'm good. But lads, I'm sorry, I don't like cheesecake.
You don't like cheesecake?
No.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my God, Karen, I'm sorry, you can't win the money. We're going to have to cut you off straight away.
What about cheesecake do you not like?
I don't know. It's too creamy. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
What's your dessert of choice then?
Sticky toffee pudding all the way.
Sticky toffee pudding.
Okay, yeah, not the worst. I thought you were one of these profiterole people. We all hate profiterole people.
Right, Karen, listen, you can spend, you can buy all of the sticky toffee pudding you like with the cash. 580, what are you going for?
I think it's Manic Monday by the Bangles.
Right, nice. I love that song, actually.
Okay.
Susanna Hoffs, go on, Mike.
Unfortunately, it is not right. Try again tomorrow, though. It'll be worth 590 quid, and then you can try again on just another double Monday.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I love that. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Two cheesy cake for you.
Oh.
Look what you started, Karen. Look what you started.
Sorry, lad.
Right, listen, have a cracking day. Thanks for having a go, Karen.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. See you later. Amazingly, we're staying in Shankill in Dublin.
What?
Yeah, we are, yeah. So, Karen's neighbour, Sheila Cruz, is going to have a go. Hey, Sheila.
Hi, guys.
So, what a weird coincidence. The both of you got in at the same time.
I know, isn't it crazy?
And yeah, don't, yeah. Come here, don't tell us you're not a cheesecake lover.
Oh, I love cheesecake.
Go, yeah. Well done, Sheila, well done.
Now, someone, we're
you're
on your side.
You're a winner in our eyes straight away.
And what do you think of profiterole people?
No.
Oddballs. They're literally oddballs.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust them far as
a child. You're dead right, Sheila. Oddballs, yeah. I'm telling you.
Right, Sheila, go for it.
All right. Is it Elton John, I'm Still Standing?
Okay, Magic Mike, Elton John.
Sheila, you're probably thinking now, don't go breaking my heart, Mike.
Oh, it started. Okay. It started.
Unfortunately, I'm going to break your heart. It's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sorry.
Again.
Well, we were definitely on your side that time, Sheila. That's
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
Take care, Sheila. Thanks for having a bash.
Bye, guys.
Cheers.
See you, bye.
Right, of course, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. 20 to 5 this afternoon. 20 to 5, perfect time to have yourself a nice slice of cheesecake and have a go.
Yeah.
At the hit bit.
Damien Farrelly, he'd be a real nibbler of a funny dessert, I'd say.
Brian Kennedy is on the way after 8 o'clock. We'll be chatting to him. And of course, the breakfast table quiz. Still only 8 to beat on that. That's pretty
8
cool.
to beat, yeah. Damien nibbling on a muffin as
PJ
we speak.
And Jim in the morning.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And we are delighted to welcome, relieved to welcome, some would say, Brian Kennedy.
Good morning.
How are we?
Thank God you're here. God you're here. Like, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure how much it has to do with God, but what you believe in.
Thank the universe you're around. Yeah. Have that
thank
one,
the
yeah.
surgeon, thank the hospital, thank the cleaners, thank the cooks in the hospital. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a kind of an anniversary about today, isn't there, sort of?
Yeah, exactly a year ago today, I would not be here. I'd be lying in a hospital in England having just had a 9-hour operation to remove that tumour. Yes, I know. I had to learn to walk again, things like that I didn't know I had to do. And just the relief of finally getting to the end and then the start of recovery, the end of the journey with the cancer, but actually the start of a whole recovery journey.
Yeah, there's an amazing thing, by the way, right? Brian's with us for a couple of reasons. We're going to talk about the gig in the Station House Hotel and all that. Woo-hoo! And also, of course, the Recovery EP.
Yes.
Which is released at the moment. And it features, apart from some brilliant music, that's to one side, right? There's some very interesting photographs. PJ, would you like to take over at this point?
It's actually fascinating to look at it because the cover is you, four pictures of you.
Four selfies. Even though I was lying in bits in hospital, I still was able to do selfies in the bed.
Four selfies. And it's you in a different, like different stages through the journey
you've been
on.
Your face changes so much through that whole process.
So much, exactly.
It's unreal.
I lost 4 stone after the operation.
Wow. And then you open your EP and there's another picture, and the picture is of the actual tumour they took out.
Some people don't get it straight away. They're like, oh, what is that thing? Is that a piece of art? What is it? It's actually the tumour in the surgeon's hands.
It's incredible.
And it's not for everybody.
But thankfully you have some music to sort of take the edge off. Once you've gotten that far, you have the disc in your hand.
The most important thing is, how are you now?
I am fantastic now. I just had the first colonoscopy since the surgery. So now the rectum is round the front, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. It's round the front. So then the camera goes in around the front into the stoma. Stoma is a Latin word for hole. So now that I have 2 stomas at the front, everything around the back is completely sewn up like an action man. And look, obviously the serious reason why we're speaking about all this is because I want men to go out and get checked. I want them to find. The reason why I'm still sitting here is because I got the diagnosis really early. While people around me were dying, unfortunately, I got it early, and therefore I was able to get it treated and cured. And like I say, the colonoscopy was the other day, and all good.
God, and now you're writing songs about it. So there's a positive end to this. Number one, you're alive. Yeah. And number two, you're producing music that I guess you're very proud of.
I'm afraid, lads, you're stuck with me for another while. There'll be more records and everything.
At what point did you think, was it in your head the whole time, I am going to play music again? Or was it, forget music, I'll get over this?
As long as my voice didn't leave me, honestly, PJ, that was the thing that got me through everything.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. As long as I could get up and sing something. Hmm. And then slowly but surely, I got much stronger. Even towards the end of the chemo, 6 months of chemo, month 4 and month 5 were really tough. That was really difficult. But I got through it somehow. And it is amazing how your body bounces back. The minute I stopped the chemo, within a month, my hair all grew back because I'd gotten really thin hair. I'm trying not to look at you.
Thanks, that's okay.
My brother said, God love you, thin hair. You know, he's like you.
It must have been awful for you. I'm sure that was the worst of it all.
Yeah, exactly. He was the same. He was like, yeah. Whatever.
Are there day-to-day stuff on a day-to-day basis? Yes. What is the most kind of? Is there anything that suddenly now is just, well, that's not on the cards anymore, or whatever it is?
It's all negotiable, because now I have, as I call them, the twins. Yeah, like, I might just flash them for you. Get a nice close-up there now.
Look at that.
So
those of you who are going to watch this interview on the other,
there they are, and they will be with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But now I'm like the expert. I get up in the morning sometimes. Sometimes I think I don't remember putting 2 big bags of coal down the front of my back, but they are just actually full of nighttime activity. And sometimes I'm fine for the rest of the day. I have to be careful when I have dinner and if I'm doing a concert, because I don't want it to get active during the show.
But that's the same as anyone, right?
Yeah.
Even
the one on the left farts.
Shut up.
That's impressive.
I know. Am I oversharing? Do you realise this is
going to become a party trick?
Yeah.
That is going to become a party trick. You're going to get asked to do that.
Well, the only thing is I've got no control over it. I'll be sitting chatting away to you and suddenly... from the side. From down here.
Please let that happen during this
interview.
And
all of a sudden you're going, here, Jim, you're not going to believe it, but the lad with no arse is at the bar.
Yeah, that's the farting out of the side.
Listen, 23rd of December, the Station House Hotel in Kilmessan. It's a place that we featured on the show lots of times. We've sent people to go along there for weekend stays and all that sort of stuff. It's a great spot. And this, you've been there before. This is not the first time you've played
there.
This
is one of my favourite times to play because, you know, I made this Christmas record called Christmassy last year. Because for me, I was a wee bit of an oil bah humbug for years. Yeah. I didn't really
well,
like Christmas
PJ,
very much.
Imagine that. Somebody who had
a
conversion.
Oh, I can imagine.
A Christmas conversion, yeah. PJ.
Do you know what I'm going to call you from now on? You're PJ, so you're pajamas and you're gym jams.
Yes,
right? So
correct.
You're pajamas and gym jams?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah. And we do a breakfast show, so it's perfectly.
Even more perfect. Imagine us all on Christmas morning. So actually, the night before, I'll be in St. Anne's Church on Dawson Street in the city centre of Dublin.
Lovely.
Doing my Christmas concert in Dublin.
The EP that's out at the moment is called The Recovery EP.
Recovery!
Yeah. See, he hasn't lost it. Listen,
not.
Thanks so much
thanks
for coming
so much,
in.
Thanks so much, yes.
It's brilliant to see you. Brilliant
wow,
to see you looking
nice
so good.
What a nice sandwich this has been.
It has. It's the best sandwich I've had
by the
today.
Way, can I just point out that Brian Kennedy told PJ that he looks hotter in real life than he does on the telly.
I think he does.
There you go, you see, he gets that all the time.
Yeah, Jim just looks hot all the time.
That's oh, I know.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
See how I got out of that?
Good recovery, buddy. Good recovery.
I only have me back. Thanks, Brian.
Brian Kennedy, thanks a million. Yeah, Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 20 past 8. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Great reaction to Brian Kennedy. Yvonne and Cork was on to say I'm in stitches. Brian just answered all the questions that were going through my head. I'm so glad he can still fart.
Isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what we all want in life? The day you say no to a fart is the day you say no to life.
Oh my God. He's such a lovely bloke, isn't he? And it's an incredible story.
What a sound, man.
You were saying earlier on
about...
What
a battler.
An amazing story it is, the full
story.
It's
unbelievable.
We only got a little snippet of
it. It really is incredible. He goes on and on. That made it sound like it was bad and he's annoying and boring. It's literally the exact opposite. It's really hard to stop listening to him. He's been through the wars and he's so upbeat about it all.
That's what it's amazing.
Incredible.
The last few years have been awful for him in terms of external things, but man, he's kept it together.
Brilliant. And he was saying just after the interview there, he couldn't wait to get back gigging. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait. Was singing and all through.
Loves it. And what a chanter he is.
If I get
he's
the flu, I hope I never have to gig again.
Anyway, you know if you mean? Want to see Brian Kennedy live, of course, he gave us the two gigs. There is the Station House in Kilmessan, the Station House Hotel in Kilmessan on the 23rd of December, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes.
And then the 22nd was in St. Anne's Church in the city centre.
Yeah, but that's all Christmas music, you know, like as much as before he's got a Brian, you're as sound as they come. But your good gig is the one without the Christmas.
So
you know,
he hasn't
I would urge you all to go to the original hits.
So he hasn't converted you to Christmas yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Anyway, it's well worth checking out. Great stuff. 087-188-0008. Loads still to come, including, of course, the breakfast table quiz. Still only 8 to beat on that. Weather with you from Crowded House, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. We got the breakfast table quiz on the way. Remember, 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash at it. Now, you might think with this music playing in the background, you might think the PJ Gallagher would get annoyed. You might think that he'd be, you know, bah humbug about it. But believe it or not, people of Ireland, I say to you, and I tell no word of a lie, it was PJ's suggestion that we do this story.
Okay, I don't like this music. Can we just straight out get rid of that? I think this music is very annoying. There's no doubt about that. But what has happened today cannot go unnoticed.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, Taro's mentioning it in the headlines. We've had a few people already WhatsApping in about us, mainly to try and get up your nose. But who would have realised that you would have actually enjoyed it?
Yeah, okay, let's not lose the run of ourselves. Like, can we first of all slate what they've done up to date? I think would be a better way to start this.
Right.
So in what is now the fifth John Lewis ad since I started here in Classic Hits, the Man on the Moon one was the first one I saw in 2015. Do you remember the one? It was a little man and he lived up on the moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
The president got sent up and he cried because he was stuck on his own for Christmas on the moon.
Right.
I thought that was...
You thought that was your...
Your man,
you literally thought that was heaven.
He's literally
the
stuck on his
in the
own
sky
for Christmas.
Without anybody annoying him.
Yeah, and everyone's saying, the poor fella. Jeez. Buster the Boxer was the next one, the 2016. It was the dog on the trampoline. You might remember that one. It's pretty good.
Right,
because
okay.
It was a dog in it. The dog got onto the trampoline. He had a great old time. Then Moz the Monster, the little blue monster, came along in 2017.
Yeah, vaguely remember that one.
See, it was sliding scale now.
Yeah.
That was kind of a bit rubbish.
Because it's weird that it has become a thing. It is like a part of a tradition. It's like the
toy show now.
Yeah, and Switzer's window, even though that's not there anymore.
Even
but you know what I mean?
Now the Brown Thomas window. Yeah, and the mannequins are so posh, if you look for too long, they turn around and they turn their backs to you.
And the fact that it's in something that's now called the Grafton Quarter.
Oh, for the love of, don't even get me started.
Let's not get him started on that.
Don't
anyway,
even get me started.
Back to John Lewis.
Yeah, so the Mazda Monster one was definitely a downgrade on the years before.
before. And then last year, I think it's fair to say, was an utter, complete and awful disappointment. The John Lennon piano thing. Oh, not John Lennon, Elton John, beg your pardon.
Right.
The Elton John piano thing. Elton John, he gets the piano. It's all about him and his ma. It was just an ad, for, basically a crap ad for Elton John's new tour. We all know he doesn't even get on with his mother.
Right.
So it was just a complete false nonsense.
I don't,
rubbish.
That doesn't
ad.
Really come to mind that,
oh,
that
you,
much.
You, if you saw it, you'd remember it. You're yeah. just, your subconscious is blacked out.
It.
A terrible time in television history.
So which of those was the one that had the, what's her name, that had the, she had a big hit as a result of it, a big single, and she did a version of the,
You're thinking Lily Allen, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that was before that again.
Before it again?
Yeah, that was before Man in the Moon. That was the year before that. I think that was 2014.
Oh,
if
was
not,
it?
If not even before,
oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
So, but this year now, they've done the Excitable Edgar the Dragon, right?
Yeah.
And Excitable Edgar the Dragon, he's a little green fella, and he gets very, very excited around things. Anything, yeah. really. Any event at all. But he can't stop fire coming out of his bits and pieces, and he keeps ruining things and everybody else.
It's his nose! Bits and pieces.
Elvis bits and pieces in his head, right? He's got holes in his head. And I have to say, reluctantly, very reluctantly, awfully reluctantly, and I don't like feeling this glow I have in my heart. I don't like feeling this warm, fuzzy feeling I have. It's not only a very good ad, it's lovely, so it is.
It's all lovely.
It's the
now,
best one they've
the
done in
is,
years
right,
and years and years.
The one they put on the telly, I assume, is an edited version, is it? It's chopped down version. Because the one that they put up on social media, you know, on your YouTube and all that sort of stuff, is 2.5 minutes long.
They always do that. They do
I
the long.
They don't pay that on the TV.
They will for a while, and then when everybody knows it, they edit
they
it
down. They chop it down a bit.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we can't give you all 2.5 minutes. You should go and check it out for yourself. It is a cracking ad, actually, to be fair. One that's even, you know, the fire coming out of little Edgar's nose has even melted the ice in PJ Gallagher's
he's
heart.
He's a lovely little fella. And yeah. there's a couple of people complaining saying dragons aren't festive. And isn't that the nicest part about it?
Now, Bastille, we found out, were the band behind it or the music behind
it's it. It's the REO Speedwagon song.
Yeah, it's a little snippet of it.
And I can't fight this feeling anymore. Forgotten what I started fighting for. And if I have to crawl upon the floor, come crashing through your door forever.
Yeah, no, I know all you're really getting.
I'm getting goosebumps because I know what's going on. I'm
yeah.
looking at it.
Like, while that was going on, he had basically melted a lake that they were all ice skating on. But it's kind of like...
Yeah, look, it doesn't go well for him. Okay?
Initially, at least.
Little Edgar the Dragon, I recommend to you you see this. And
yeah.
I don't like pushing any brands that I don't profit from myself. And this is, you know, not my thing. John Lewis, I don't even know who they are.
The spirit of Christmas is alive and well. I don't like pushing any brands that don't pay me money. But,
yeah,
the John Lewis...
But John Lewis, I've got this one right. It's a lovely bit of telly. It's
yeah.
absolutely lovely.
Edgar the Excitable, they're calling it. That's what it's officially called, is it? It's up, there's loads of it on YouTube. I don't know when you'll get to see it on the television. Is it today? Is this the launch of it
it's
today?
Today? It's today. This
today
morning.
Today.
7 o'clock this morning it was,
it was
the
first
launched.
Airing,
so it?
It
was the first airing of it. So it's out today. You can have a look at it. It'll be all over. You look, every time you open your smartphone now, you're going to see it. It'll definitely be on telly
yeah,
later
yeah.
on today.
Social media's going mad for it all.
But I urge you, if you're feeling a bit miserable today, have a look. It's like somebody looked at Jim and made him a little dragon, and he's lovely and cuddly and all, and he's a deadly fella.
Yeah, Billy Joel and Uptown Girl here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 9 minutes to 9 o'clock. Loads of reaction to the John Lewis ad. Lots of people have gone off to watch it after
yeah,
we were chatting about it.
It's great.
I just say, keep the tissues handy. There's a lot of tears.
There's a lot of tears around Ireland this morning, yeah?
Tears.
You want to see?
A lot of sniveling going on. Ah, Ireland, Ledger. Look at him.
It's unreal, isn't it? We're just saying it's so gas the way we can get attached to a little fictional dragon and we're going to watch it.
Brilliant.
He only
and
wants
listen,
to play.
Just to make it even easier for you, if you don't want to go searching for it or whatever, you don't want it to wait till it rocks around, Magic Mike has actually popped it up on our Facebook page, so you can go on and check out the new John Lewis ad on our Facebook page. And also, of course, the current John Lewis ad may well be the second greatest Christmas ad of all time. And he's put up the number one Christmas ad of all time there alongside us that you can check out, which features none other than...
Me?
Yeah,
it's our Classic Hits Christmas ad we did a couple of years ago.
Yes, it is.
So I recommend you have a look at that.
Absolutely.
You think Edgar the Dragon got your heartstrings? Wait, you see.
Oh, you'll be bawling.
The miserable
hair.
Old Northside Grinch.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is...
try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, A to B's at the moment on the Breakfast Table Quiz for the chance to claim a fantastic prize. It's Kinsale Hotel and Spa. Basically, they're celebrating their wedding showcase on the 24th of November. They have over 20 preferred suppliers who will be exhibiting at that wedding showcase. As I say, 24th of November, plenty of advice on hand if you're planning your big day. They'll be showcasing the beautiful Rathmore Banqueting Suite. Exquisite guest rooms and, of course, the newly renovated bar and restaurant. All of those details on KinsaleHotelAndSpa.ie. Couple of nights of luxury in the bridal suite.
There you go, yeah.
Up for grabs.
The bridal suite in Kinsale, in Cork. You couldn't get it. It's the holy trinity of holiday breaks, so it is. And to play this morning, it's going to be Linda McLaughlin. Linda McLaughlin, who needs nine. How are you getting on, Linda?
Not too bad. How are you, PJ?
Not bad at all, thanks very much. I'm actually sort of still... Could a little glow.
He's still glowing.
Since they've seen the new John Lewis ad, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it deadly?
It's genuine. Amazing.
Yeah, it's very, very good. It's the best one they've had for years now.
Yeah, can't wait to see it.
Much better than that Elton John rubbish they brought out last year.
Right, listen, Linda, let's try and get you on a fabulous stay. The bridal suite in the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. It's nine that we need minimum, but to be honest with you, a few more wouldn't go astray, if you know what I mean.
Happy days, let's
right,
hope.
60 seconds, here we go.
The name of what vegetable can be given to a rugby player's ear?
Cauliflower?
Yeah, on Twitch TV game show, our contestants told, say what you see.
Oh, for catchphrase.
Yeah, the jaguar, cheetah and tiger belong to what specific family of animals? Yeah.
Cat?
Yes, yeah. The island of Jamaica is located in what sea?
The Caribbean?
Yes.
Caribbean?
Yes, which Wales city is home of the Millennium Stadium?
Wales?
Cardiff, which African city is overlooked by Table Mountain?
Having a clue, Cape Town.
Yes. Where is the largest muscle in the human body?
The brain.
It's the arse. What kind of animal is a budgerigar?
It's a
bird. Yes, Brian Robson played football for what country?
I have no clue.
England. Sugar Ray Robinson and Sugar Ray Leonard have been world champions in which sport?
Boxing.
Elsa and Olaf are characters in what animated movie? Well, sapphires are normally what colour?
Blue.
Yes,
indeed they are.
I tell you something.
Trying to get the answers out of you, Linda. My God.
I tell you, yeah.
You knew a load of them.
She knows them all, but she's not confident enough to say it.
But anyway, did we get enough? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You did it. You right. did it. Amazingly, you did it. If you only had the confidence to spit them out, we'd have got four more.
Yeah, exactly. Right, it means you're top of the leaderboard, Linda. One day left to play. If nobody beats that score of 9, you'll be heading off for a lovely stay at the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. So keep your fingers crossed,
Fingers crossed.
Good stuff. Well done you, Mrs. Well done you.